Radio Prague News.
The anti-corruption police on Monday conducted a search of the offices of the state-owned forestry enterprise Lesecr. The regional court in Prague has annulled a two-year suspended sentence against a motorist who became the face of road rage in the Czech Republic. The country last year attracted the greatest number of investors since 2008. The anti-corruption police on Monday conducted a search of the offices of the state-owned forestry enterprise Lesecr in Hradec Králové. The move, sources reported, is related to an investigation of a number of non-transparent tenders involving the purchase of IT technology. News site E15 reported earlier that the investigation was related to the fate of 340 million crowns said to have ended up in the hands of non-transparent firms with accounts in Switzerland. According to E15, there is reason to believe that IT contracts worth a total of 1.136 billion crowns had been purposely overvalued. The spokesman for the anti-corruption police, Yaroslav Ibehe, revealed on Monday there had been no arrests. The interim head and economic director of the firm, Michal Gaube, meanwhile said the forestry enterprise was cooperating fully. The regional court in Prague has annulled a two-year suspended sentence only recently upheld by the Supreme Court against road rage driver Aleš Trpišovský. The annulment is in line with President Václav Klaus's New Year's amnesty, affecting sentences of up to 2 years. In his trial, Mr. Trpišovský was accused of presenting a threat to public safety through dangerous and aggressive driving on the country's D1 highway. According to eyewitnesses, he repeatedly hit the brakes in front of slower vehicles as punishment for slowing him down. The presidential amnesty does not affect a 7-year ban forbidding Mr. Trpišovský from getting behind the wheel. The Czech Republic was able to attract 48 companies to the country in 2012, which is the highest number since the financial crisis began in 2008, the financial daily Hospodářské noviny reported on Monday. The Czech Invest Agency registered project is worth around 20 billion crowns, which could create almost 5,500 new jobs. Hospodářské noviny reported that the increase in the number and size of the investments is most likely due to the improvements in the tax code that came into effect mid-year, which allows for more tax benefits for companies. A number of well-known personalities have expressed support for presidential candidate Karel Schwarzenberg ahead of the deciding round of the presidential election. Public figures who signed an appeal maintaining that the candidate would unite Czech citizens was signed by sociologist Ivan Gabal, musician Michal Kocab, former Interior Minister Jan Rummel, and others. The second round of the election is to be held this weekend. Others who have already expressed support for Mr. Schwarzenberg include filmmakers Miloš Forman and Zdeněk Svěrák. His opponent, running for president, Miloš Zeman, has also received his share of support from well-known personalities. They include performers Daniel Hulka, Helena Vondráčková, Lucie Bílá, and the actors Jiřina Botelová and Martin Dejdar. In other news, two old-age pensioners, both women, died in a fire at a nursing home in Příbor in the area of Nový Jičín. Four others were taken to hospital for treatment. Overall, 20 people had to be evacuated from the building. Police are investigating possible causes, focusing on the apartment where the fire broke out. A 17-year-old girl is fighting for her life in a hospital in the region of Uski after suffering methanol poisoning. She was transferred to hospital on Sunday. The cause of the poisoning has not yet been determined. The police are interviewing witnesses while a toxicology report on Tuesday is expected to reveal more. 40 people in the Czech Republic died of methanol poisoning following an outbreak last September after the chemical was used in illegal alcohol production by bootleggers. Finally, icy conditions caused by freezing rain were behind dozens of car accidents across the country on Monday, as well as injuries to pedestrians who lost their footing on sidewalks. There was reportedly also one death. The situation in Bohemia is expected to improve by the evening, with drizzle turning to snowfall. Icy conditions in Moravia are expected to continue into the early hours of Tuesday. Motorists have been warned to exercise caution. And related to that, the weather now, it will be mostly overcast in the next few days with more snow and freezing rain. Temperatures in the east will go up as high as 0 degrees Celsius, while the west of the country, daytime temperatures may dip as low as -7 degrees. I'm Jan Velliger. You'll find more news at radio.cz.